State officials say there's no danger of imminent failure, but they've told the Associated Press there's worry that the bridge's lifespan might be shorter than the projected 100 years. Richard Tatro, chief engineer with the Vermont Agency of Transportation, says the $1.3 million bridge project used a new type of concrete beams running under its length. A crew was on the scene Thursday morning, preparing to patch cracks in the concrete. Phil Harrington, the VTran engineer in charge, says the bridge will be inspected again in the spring to see whether the fixes are holding up. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.